Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to hang out with you and be part of your day. And I know you why you're hanging out with me, because you heard that there's somebody that I call the modern day Frédéric Bastiat is on the show. Guy Sermon. You know, you've heard me quote Bastiat many times over the years, the 19th century economist. And I think Guy Sermon is our modern day version of that. He is the author of dozens of books, including The Empire of Lies, also The Genius of India, et cetera, et cetera. Also, this is not too presumptuous a title at all. The New Wealth of Nations. How about that? His new book is called Economics Does Not Lie. And he is our good friend, Guy Sermon. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. I know you're in New York today. You spend your time between New York and France, but Guy, recently you've made a tour of the Far East, Korea, Japan, China, and I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about what you found while you were over there.
Well, I just spent a month in the China, South Korea, and Japan, and from the United States, they all look alike, but you can't imagine three more different countries.
Right.
And it's like they were living on different planets. And China basically remains a low-tech country. I've not been impressed by the factories I've seen, and I've not been impressed by the new universities. They invest a lot in big building and they try to imitate American campus, but nothing happens there.
You're not ready to use the Potemkin word though with China, are you? I mean,
well, part of it.
You think there's a little Potemkin village thing going on in China?
No, yes and no. You have to admit that you have now real industries which are working for the global market and which are quite good. The car industry in China is really quite respectable by now. So in certain fields, which are not really demanding, which are not relying on any specific innovation, because they don't do any kind of innovation, that's for real. Which is not for real so far as their pretense to have good universities, good labs, and good research centers.
But we're all hearing about the advanced placement students they have over there.
I talked with the students. I gave lectures there. The ambition of Chinese students is to go to the United States because there is no freedom of speech on campus.
Well, we sure know that because they're one of Chinese citizens won the Nobel Peace Prize this year, and the man was not allowed to leave. He's in jail now because of his speech, and they wouldn't allow him to go to get the award.
What struck me is how many students came to me, in an individual conversation and stayed and told me that they were supporting Liu Xiaobo, the Nobel Prize.
Right.
So the guy got a lot of support, among the educated people. The masses don't know about him.
Right.
So the Potemkin village is education, basically. The universities are still very bad. I don't know in the future.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So it's half and half, but I do not underestimate the quality of some big factories. I mentioned cars, but of course there is no Chinese innovation. It's all based on the European, Japanese, and American intellectual property.
Part of it's based on what we've taken over there and are producing with them, but a lot of it's based on what they've stolen from us.
They don't call that stealing anymore. You are late. It's called reverse engineering. So everything is China.
I'm not as tactful as some people are.
So now we are talking about reverse engineering, So they would take an American machine, anything. They will change one bolt and they say, well, this is Chinese. Look,
we own this.
Not exactly
right.
The same. Okay, reverse engineering.
Yeah.
Let's shift to South Korea, maybe.
Hold on. No, hold on to that thought. I want to stay with China for a second.
Okay.
Because I'm going to talk about the others in the next segment. What? Folks, look up Potemkin Village if you want to see what we're talking about. If you don't know what that is, that's a reference to the Russian Bolshevik Revolution. But China has issues. They have a lot of issues. And during our conversation today, one of the things I'm going to ask Guy is if he thinks China could become like Japan was 20 years ago. You know, 20 years ago, folks, you and I were all concerned that Japan was going to own America, right? They were buying a lot of American stuff, a lot of real estate. And then we found out later that basically they were being propped up. A lot of the businesses being propped up by the government. And now that Japan is its second decade, ending its second decade of recession. So it wasn't that big a deal. Is China like that? We'll ask you about that after these messages. TwinTales, stay with us. Does anybody really know
what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.